الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال تعالى أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هذه اللذات الموت أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, on one occasion, Malakul Maut asked Hazrat Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya atwal an-nabiyyin umran kayfa wajadta ad-dunya? O Prophet with the longest life, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam lived in this world for over 1,000 years. So he was the Nabi that had the longest life. So Malakul Maut asked him, كَيْفَ وَجَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا? How did you find this dunya? Such a long life now, over 1,000 years. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam had replied, وَجَدْتُهَا كَدَارٍ لَهَا بَابَانٍ. I found this life in this world like a house that has two doors. دخلت من أحدهما وخرجت من الآخر. I entered from one door, I walked to the house, and I came out from the other door. So this is the reality of our life. Life is extremely short. Before a person knows it, it will be time for him to leave this dunya. He will have to leave everything. He will have to drop everything, leave everything. What he slogged for, he gave all his effort, all his time, all his energy, all his resources he used for, the time will come when he will have to leave everything and he will have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he will have to go to the qabr, whoever it is, great anbiya came in the past, great awliya, great doctors, great philosophers. In fact, it is mentioned that the philosophers of the past, many of them had done researches into what is the actual cause of death. Why do people die? And they thought if we can get to the cause of it, then maybe we can bypass death and people don't have to die. Who wants to die? Who wants to leave this world? Who wants to leave those who are near and dear to him? But every research they had done, they had only come up to one conclusion, that death is something that is inevitable. It is something that no person can escape from. No person can run away from. The death will happen exactly as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. On the appointed time, the exact moment. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةُ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When the time comes, you can't go 1 second before. You can't go 1 second after. exactly at that precise moment, whatever you will see now, you will see natural catastrophes, or you will see accidents, or you will see sicknesses. This is all just excuses. This is just a bahana. This is not the reality. The reality was this man was born with that lifespan. Every person came into this dunya. He's coming with a lifespan. He's coming with an expiry date. He's only going to be here for that period of time. And nobody knows what that period of time is. No one has got any guarantees. No one knows when he will leave this world. Last year, Ramadan, there were many people among us. Perhaps never crossed our minds, never crossed their minds, that they're not going to be at this Ramadan. They never knew that. It didn't even occur to them. They just took life for granted. Like we all are living life, take it day by day, and we have got lengthy aspirations, you know, long hopes. We'll do this, we'll do that. This is what we will achieve. This is what investments we will set up. We'll set our grandchildren up. We will do everything. Lest we do we realize that maut is already written for us. At that prescribed moment, we will have to leave the world. We will have to leave this dunya. Ya maghroor, ya masroor, ya maghrooran bitulil amal. As the poet says, O one who is deceived with lengthy aspirations and hopes. We are living in a deception. We are living in a dream. We have been deceived with all this luxury around us. So, O one who has been deceived with lengthy hopes and aspirations, وَيَا مَسْرُورًا بِسُوءِ الْعَمَلِ, and O one who is pleased with his bad actions, you've got this bad qualities, bad habits in you, bad actions, and you are happy to continue living your life, you're not even concerned of putting yourself right, of rectifying yourself, of reforming yourself. كُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ عَلَى وَجَلٍ. Be very careful and be very worried of death. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَتَى يَهْجُمُ الْأَجَلِ. You don't know when death will all of a sudden just strike on you. All of a sudden the death will just come and Malakul Maut will be there and you will have to leave this world. So respected friends, we have to now understand the reality of death. It is something that we need to ponder over. It is something that we need to consistently reflect over. The hadith which I recited in the khutbah, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Akthiru dhikra hadhimi ladhat al-maut," that constantly, continuously speak about, remember that which is going to sever all your comforts, all your luxuries, all your enjoyment. Everything is all going to come to an end. And that is death. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us constantly, remember, you get kings in the past like Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi. Every day they've got a gathering wherein they are calling scholars to talk about death, to remind them about the akhirat, to remind them about the qabr. People of the past, when they went for janazas, then that whole purpose was for reflection. They were, every person in that janazah was so sad that you did not know who to offer condolences to, because every person was thinking about his death. When he looked at that janazah, he remembered his janazah. This is not this man's janazah. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, in a janazah he heard a person asking that whose janazah is this year? So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala told him, this is your janazah. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. You're going to die and they're going to die and we all are going to leave this world. So an intelligent person is someone that is going to think about this all the time. And when he keeps death in front of him, remember all these other issues of the world will be trivial. Why? He's worried about the qabr. He's worried about the akhirat. He's worried about how he's going to fare with him. He's worried about how he's going to die. In what condition is he going to die? Who knows in which condition will he die? You know, they were awliya. They were people who lived their lives like great saints. Not even ordinary people like us. But at the time of death, Allah Ta'ala deprived them of iman. The iman was taken away and they died in the state of kufr. So it is something that we need to constantly be worried about, constantly reflect, what can I do to secure my akhirat? What can I do to make my life in the qabr? What can I take along with me? What provisions do I need? Hazrat Bahlul rahmatullahi was a great saint in the time of Harun Rashid. But some of these saintly people, maybe because of excessive zikr or whatever reason, sometimes they will do certain things that may not seem to be most appropriate. Not in shariat, but worldly wise. So that Bahlul literally means like a clown, you know. So people, they branded this man. But these people, they never worried about people. They never worried about criticism, because they understood that people's comments don't mean anything. What matters is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you fare in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, remember, whatever comments we have got in our minds against whoever, Allah ta'ala is not going to ask us on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah is going to make the decision regarding anyone. So you can say what you want to say or think what you want to think. They never worried about that. So Harun Rashid, once he saw this Bahlul, he had a stick in his hand. And he told Bahlul, you know what, take the stick from me. And when you find someone more foolish than you, give it to him. He's just playing fools with him now. Harun Rashid is a khalifa of the time. So Bahlul took the stick. Anyway, many years passed. Now Harun Rashid is in the final moments of his life. Remember, that time now is a whole different scenario now. Now you bring the best vehicle in front of that man. There's this Ferrari, or there's this latest, you know, luxurious vehicle, the latest model that is out. Not interested. Put the best meal in front of him. Put any woman in front of him. He's not interested, because he's understanding now. He's leaving this dunya. So Harun Rashid is telling. So Bahlul addresses Harun Rashid. What's the story? What's happening now? Why are you so worried? He says, no, I got to travel now. I need to go. I need to undertake this journey. Remember, this is the most important journey of our lives. The journey of the akhirat. For the journey of this dunya, how much of preparation we make? You know, you have to undertake a journey now. You have to go overseas. You make sure all your documents are intact, in order. Everything is in order. You're taking your provisions. You're taking your medication. You're taking everything. So he says, when are you going to come back? So he says, Harun Rashid, don't be foolish. This journey, you don't come back. It's a once-off journey. One-way ticket. There's no coming back now. So Bahlul said, so how many soldiers are you taking with you? You know, you the king, normally when you travel with a whole entourage. What are you taking with you? How many soldiers are you taking with you? So he says, no, Bahlul, don't be foolish now. You don't take anyone. This journey you undertake yourself, you go alone. So Hazrat Bahlul now, he told him, you know, so many years ago, you gave me the stick, and you told me to give it to someone more foolish than myself. But today I found that person, and that is you. So I brought the stick to give it back to you now, because you mean, you knew that you had to undertake this journey. You knew that this was a one-way ticket, there was no return. You knew that you were going to go to the qabr, and you're telling me there's nothing that you really have to take with you. Yes, maybe you don't have your soldiers and your army, but you can tell me, I have so many thousand khatams of the Quran Sharif with me. I have so many million Darood Sharif with me. I have so many rakats of namaz with me. You could have told me that. You mean you don't have anything? Then if there's anyone more foolish than myself, then it is you. You must keep the stick. And Harun Rashid started crying at that time. So respected friends, this is the reality of life. We all have to go to the akhirat. We all have to go to the qabr. And that is why it is so important for us to attend janazas. There's so much of reward in attending a janazah. Our weakness is, and many ulama mentioned this, when it comes to a nikah, when it comes to a dawat, when it comes to a meal, then we are in the forefront. But when it comes to janazas, especially if the person is not a known person, he's not a person that's very, very prominent or wealthy, then you'll find very few people actually attend janazas. Although they have got all the time in the world. It's not that they don't have time. People will have time for everything. But tell a man to go for a janazah, he doesn't want to go for the janazah. Why? Because in reality, he wants to run away from even the thought of death. Even to speak about death is become difficult now. People cannot even take the speech to speak about death. If you speak about death, but this is a reality. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, constantly speak about it. Constantly reflect over it. Why? In this way, yeah, you will come to realization. You will come to your understanding. You will come to your senses. You will realize now that I need to prepare for that. This is a reality. I have to undertake this journey. One day I have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I'm going to be answerable for every move, every single statement I made, every statement. Now you have to start calculating one statement you made. What did you say? Why did you say this here? When you use some words, hurtful words against someone, why did I have to use these hurtful words? Why do I have to speak in this manner? Why do I have to blow off my top? Why do I have to bring the roof down? Why do I have to scream and shout? I'm going to be answerable. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question me. Why did you behave in this way? Who gave you that authority to behave in this way here? Who gave you that authority to hurt people and to use hurtful words against them? So this is, the more a person reflects and thinks about death, then the more conscious he will become. He will be more aware now. Everything he does in his life, every statement he makes, everything he looks at, am I looking at, is this something of a permissible nature or something of an impermissible nature? I took out my cell phone. I'm looking at something on the cell phone. Is it something permissible or not permissible? Can I look at this? Or is it not permissible for me to look at it? If it's not permissible for me to look at it, then I must delete this immediately. I must not have this thing on my phone. Why? Because he knows that there's accountability. He's going to be answerable. And if a person just thinks to himself, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. But this dunya, Allah ta'ala created it as a place of procedure. You have to try to the best of your ability. And then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And Allah will have mercy on you. But do what you can do. Try, do the best that is within your ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching each person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching our hearts. And He's seeing what type of effort we make. So we need to constantly ponder over that, think over that. The Kitabs, as an incident mentioned, there were two brothers who were very close, and the elder brother had to undertake a journey, and when he came back from his journey, he found that the younger brother passed away. Those days and times now, you won't get the message when you were on journey. All the modes of communication were not there. So he was very, very sad and very disheartened. So every day, for many months, he used to go to the Qabristan and he'll go there by his brother's grave and he'll cry and he'll grieve and he'll express his remorse. One day, he hears a sound from the unseen. Someone is telling him, Ya ayyuhal baki ala ghayrihi, nafsaka asliha wala tabkihi. O one who is crying over someone else, now you're carrying on crying. Weeks have passed, months have passed, and you carry on crying. Nafsaka asliha. Put yourself right. Go and reform your own self now. And stop crying over this man. Inna alladhi tabaki ala ithrihi. This person who you are crying over him. Yushiku, yushiku, yushiku. Antasluka fi silkihi. It is very, very close. Three times it was repeated this. It is very close now. That you're going to tread in his path. You're also going in the same direction. You're also going to the same destination. And when he heard this voice, then a fear overtook him. And there was a fever that came over him. And he lived for 3 days. And after 3 days, he passed away. So the ulama explained that in this message, the word yushiku was repeated 3 times. Perhaps that was an indication to tell him that you have 3 days left. And in 3 days, this man had to leave this dunya and he had to go to the akhirah. So this is the reality of our lives. We are crying over everything. So many different things we are crying over. We are worried about this. We are worried about that. We're crying over this loss. We're crying over that loss. We can't get over things. Someone told us a few words. Years have passed. We can't forget it. We can't get over all these things. It's time now that we focus on the akhirah. Focus on the qabr. When you will focus on the qabr, when you focus on the akhirat, then you will forget all these trivial things. All these trivial things, you won't worry about it. Why? Because you will realize that there's bigger things for me to worry about in this dunya. Sabit al-Bunani, rahmatullahi alayhi, was in the Qabristan and hears a voice from the unseen, إِن تَرَاهُمْ سَاكِتِينَ فَكَمْ فِيهِمْ مِنْ مَغْمُومِ. You know, sometimes when you're in the Qabristan, it's just so still and it seems so serene. But the voice told him that if you see these people silent, then don't be deceived and don't think that everything is going well here. How many people are in distress? How many people in this khabars? They are being punished. They are getting azab. You don't even realize it. You're going there. That is why constantly make dua. Make dua for the people who passed away. Don't forget them. Our family members, people, our relatives that have left this dunya, constantly make isal sawab. Make dua for them. If you don't have time, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad 3 times. And convey the sawab. Make dua for their maghfirat. Make dua for our maghfirat. We don't know what is the condition, as they say in Urdu, qabar ka hal murda jane. Only the dead man, he knows what is happening in the qabar. Only he knows what is passing over through him. What phases he has to undergo. What punishment he has to undergo. On Buzurg, he was passing by a qabar. He sees a whole lot of wasps coming out of the qabar and going into the qabar. And he understood this to be a sign of punishment, that why these wasps are coming out and going in. So he decided to wait there and read Quran Sharif. Look at pious people. Remember, as much as nowadays we find, unfortunately, most people have got an aversion to pious people. They don't really have got any, you know, pious people, they'll call them all names and brand them and they backwards or whatever. But what we fail to realize, that it is these people that are waking up at the time of tahajjud and making dua for us and our children. And often it is through their duas that our lives are running smoothly. We don't realize this because we don't appreciate it. We think things are just happening automatically. No, someone's duas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping things in order. Allah is protecting. So this pious man is thinking, now I can't leave this man. He's suffering here in the qabr. Let me try and do something for him. So he made one khatam of the Quran. He sees that now there's no wasps going into the qabr, but the wasps are still coming out. So he says, let me make another khatam. So he made second khatam of the Quran Sharif. Now there's just a few wasps that are coming out from the qabr. He says, let me make a third khatam. And he made the third khatam and he conveyed the sawab to the person in the grave. And alhamdulillah, he sees all those wasps all disappeared. Now there's no wasps now, and he took it as a good sign that inshallah now there'll be favorable conditions. Remember, sadaqah, Quran Sharif, whatever, even if you got, sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows in dreams, people see till this day and time, you see someone passed away, and you see this man is going through a lot of difficulty, or he's crying, or he's screaming for help. Allah Ta'ala shows sometimes, till now this reality is still, I expose. So then you immediately start making isale sawab, start making dua, start giving sadaqah. Give sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat of sadaqah. Allah remove that whatever difficulty that person is experiencing in the grave. So this person continues with his journey. He comes at a certain place and he stops. And then he goes to sleep for a little while. And then he sees this man, a handsome man on a throne. And as he sees him, the man jumps off the throne. And he comes and he embraces him and he holds him. And he tells him, Jazakallah, I just want to thank you that isale sawab now, you recited that Quran Sharif. Now, alhamdulillah, to the barakat of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relieved me from that azab and that punishment. I was going through some punishment and azab, but through the barakat of the Quran, Allah has protected me. Now, respected friends, how many of us know who's going to read for us after we pass away? We know the reality. We know what happens. People pass away, what happens? First few weeks, sometimes only first few days or first few weeks, people are making khatams, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're coming to the Qabristan. After that, what happens? After a few months, life continues like normal. Your children will continue with their lives. Your wife will continue with her life. If she's young and she's fit and she's got the opportunity, she may even remarry. Her life will continue. Everything is going to continue in this world. Technology will carry on. There'll be more malls coming up, more entertainment, more functions, more dawats. Everything. You are going to be in the qabr all alone. So that is why now an intelligent person will think to himself, What can I do? What can I take along with me? What can I take now to the Akhirat? This month of Ramadan is the month of Tilawat. This is the month of the Quran Sharif. This is the month of us boosting the batteries of our Iman, getting the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of doing good amal, the month of generosity, the month of sabr. This is an ideal opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this opportunity. And truly, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala could have taken us away from this dunya, but Allah gave us another opportunity, gave us another chance now to turn to Him, to make our akhirat, for us to prepare ourselves, so that when we're leaving, inshallah, there's no regrets. We're not thinking to ourselves, you know, why did we waste our time in futile activities? Why did we waste our time in doing all these other things? But we neglected the amal that we're supposed to do. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, when we're going to be witnessing pious people, and you're going to see people coming with so much of rewards. Someone is coming in with so many khatams of the Quran Sharif. Some mujahid is coming, you know, till this day and time. There's mujahideen, they are fighting for the cause of deen. They have given their lives for the cause of deen. And that man is coming, and he is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, I gave my life for your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I gave my whole life for your deen. What a high maqam, what a high status that man is going to have on the day of Qiyamah. People are coming in and saying, oh Allah, so many years of my life, so many months of my life, so many weeks of my life I dedicated towards your deen, just for the upliftment of your deen. I have spent that time, utilizing that time for your deen. So people are coming with such great amounts of rewards, mountains and mountains of rewards. And what will we present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah ta'ala will ask you, I gave you that 60, 70 years of your life. What did you do in that time? What are we going to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you going to tell Allah ta'ala, you know, I was busy walking in the malls, shopping malls, doing window shopping, or I was killing time, or Allah ta'ala, I had a full-time job on social media, reading all different messages, reading and sending messages. I was only socializing. I only came here to have good meals. I only came here to pass my time, while my time in futile activities. How are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will ask us, I gave you youth, I gave you age, I gave you time, I gave you resources, I gave you strength, I gave you everything. What did you do to please me? What did you do for your deen? We need to constantly ask ourselves and value this month of Ramadan. Value every moment, every second, every minute. Whatever way possible, try to engage in ibadat. Even if you're feeling tired, you're feeling weak, you're feeling lazy, lie down, but carry on reading your tasbih. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, a lot of la ilaha illallah, a lot of astaghfirullah, and a lot of dua. You don't have to even raise your hands and make dua. You can just close your eyes and meditate, and from within your heart, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah for our sins. Every one of us, from head to toe, we are filled with sins. Every one of us. No person should feel to himself that I am a saint, or I am someone that has got no sins. We all are filled, we are covered with sins. Let us not be in a denial state. Let us acknowledge, understand that we have got weaknesses, we have got sins. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the barakat of this month of Ramadan. Allah make this Ramadan the best Ramadan in our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this amal a means of goodness for us in the world and our salvation in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.